Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this. It's not even a tank top Tuesday. Neither one of us are wearing tank tops. Plus, it's getting to that time of the year where we're in the midst of fall.
Tank top Tuesday is getting probably hibernating now because it's cold.
Long sleeve tee Tuesday. Is that what it's about to be?
Flannel Tuesday.
Long sleeve tee Tuesday. Probably starting next Tuesday. This is the Fan After Dark on a just whatever Tuesday we're calling it. I don't know. It's a Tuesday. Get your minds right. We've got no football tonight. That's
tertiary.
Okay. What's that?
Tertiary.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really the word I'm looking
is
for
that even
here.
A word?
I mean, tertiary. Yes, tertiary is a word, but that's really, I don't think that it applies to this Tuesday. T-shirt Tuesday. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the way we can look at
t-shirt.
It. No, I'm going to wear a shirt. I think it's appropriate and. I want to be comfortable for the next 4 hours as we get you ready for everything going on in the world of sports, whether it's the DFW, whether it's all over the place. And, of course, news that just dropped within the last, I don't know, what was that, 3-4 hours ago that we found a guy that we're fans of here on Fan After Dark.
Less than 3-4 hours ago. I'd say like an hour and a half
okay.
ago.
Okay. Guy that we, you know, we're efforting to get on the show at some point and maybe have like a regular, regular spot here on Fan After Dark. One our own fatty to call our own on the Mavericks. And my man just got busted with the Oski Woski Peasky Whiskey.
Yeah, so if you guys missed it, I just read Ron Harrod's story on DLS Sports. It just dropped about 5 minutes ago. So I'll give you the quick synopsis of it. Brandon Williams was arrested at the DFW airport on Saturday, October 25th, after TSA officers discovered 1.3 ounces of marijuana in his luggage. The incident occurred around 10:02 a.m. at the C terminal checkpoint. He admitted the suitcase and the container were his, though he told the police his manager had packed his bag. The container tested positive for THC, and he was arrested for possession of marijuana. And as we know, marijuana remains illegal federally, even though Texas allows limited medical use. Airports fall under federal jurisdiction, meaning TSA must report marijuana discoveries to law enforcement. And then, marijuana is no longer part of the league's drug testing program. That means players are not punished by the league for use, but federal laws still apply in airports. AKA, Brandon Williams is questionable for tomorrow's game against the Indiana Pacers, funny enough.
All right, I'm reaching out to a couple of our law enforcement sources out there.
The Dallas Mavericks have declined to comment on the arrest, and Brandon Williams has been listed out for personal reasons over the weekend, and now we understand why.
Well, he's walking around carrying a zip on apparently. So,
and sure? Ron also puts on this, he was reportedly at DFW to attend a family matter after being granted leave by the team.
Not a great start for Brandon Williams. He got banged up a little bit, started off.
So he was trying to leave at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
They had a game Sunday and Monday. You had the Sunday game against the Raptors, Monday game against the Thunder, both at home. So I'm guessing he was going to leave early in the morning. Some family matters happened. He was going to fly out somewhere and come back, I guess, that night. And
potentially.
The team left him, or I guess maybe be out even longer. The team had personal reasons for him not playing over the weekend. No one really thought too much of it. I thought it was really just Ryan Nimhard minutes, the way they said, like, personal reasons where we're going to sit you out So Nembhard can play, but Nembhard didn't really play either.
I mean, unless the whole thing, of course, you know, once you get arrested, that obviously changes the dynamic of things. But, I mean, I'm guessing maybe. Where's from the 682, you can only take 1 ounce in your carry-on? Okay, see, I was unaware of that. Let's see here. Where was I going? There was somewhere I was going. Where is Brandon Williams from? That's the first question I have.
Like hometown?
Like where? Yeah. What's his hometown?
Are you looking that up right now?
I am.
Okay.
Because I figure, you know what? Maybe we'll get an idea as to. First thing that pops up, he was recently arrested for possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana.
From L.A.
He's from L.A.?
Yep.
All right. So okay. You know what? I sure hope you weren't flying home to L.A.
Because they got it.
Weed's legal in California, so I sure hope you weren't flying home to California to take care. I'm all for you flying home, taking care of family business, doing whatever you got to do. But if you were flying to a state where weed is legal and you still brought an ounce with you, come on, B-Dub, what are we doing? Like I would think that a man of your position... Hey, whoever's picking me up from the airport, hey, have some Oski Woski with you. I mean, I don't know.
That seems a little much. Me and you were first theorizing, like, why is he even at the airport? Now that we get this other story that he was flying out, had been granted by the team, family matters. Because I'm thinking he got stopped picking someone up at the airport.
That's what
he's in the terminal checkpoint. He's about to get on a plane.
Oh, he's apparently didn't have TSA pre.
Man, Brandon Williams, not a good start.
Don't you know you put it in a coffee can? I mean, I'm sorry, I've said too much.
We're already vying for Brandon Williams' minutes with Jaden Hardy trying to get his, Ryan Nembhard trying to get his, D'Angelo Russell trying to get his, yeah. And Kyrie Irving not even playing. This should be Brandon Williams' max opportunity. First, he gets hurt. Then D'Lo looks good, and he gets minutes. Then Ryan Nembhard looks even better, and he gets his minutes. Jaden Hardy, if you missed the game last night, played a majority of the fourth quarter. So Brandon Williams already
played over 20 minutes last night.
He was already trending down, and then now you give this reason. And I do got to mention this, as much as we do like him, he's on a two-way non-guaranteed contract, Fred.
Yeah.
So there's no guarantee that, I mean, I'm not Jason Kidd. I'm not Dumont and Nico. I don't know what his grounds for getting a guy off your team, but he's not on a guaranteed contract.
Here's the thing. It's 2025. No one's... We're not sitting here and wringing our hands over the fact that he got caught with an ounce of weed, which at the end of the day, an ounce of weed's not a huge amount.
But you're an NBA player. You can get
it. But that's therein lies the rub, okay?
It's like trying to make a spot on the roster.
You're number 12 on the roster right now, okay? And you need on a team that, oh, by the way, your guard play sucks for all intents and purposes. So, like, this is a, you know, you've got a lot of good... energy heading your direction. I mean, you finished last year on a positive note. They brought you back. They think enough of you to think, all right, this guy could have some major minutes going into the season. You get hurt. That obviously didn't help things. But now you're going to further complicate matters by getting arrested. And to your point, it's not about the weed as much as it is the decision-making, right? It's like you thought it was a good idea to bring an ounce of weed with you in your carry-on.
And apparently we're going for a family matter that was urgent enough to have to get out of town the day of and come back to the game the next day. This isn't in the off season. This is in the middle of a 5-game homestand to start the season.
Beginning of the year.
So I'm assuming it's some personal stuff, which I'm not going to try to, you know.
No, I mean, we're not going to, look, whatever the personal reason was, it was enough for you to have to address it immediately.
Yes.
But yet you still thought, well, can't leave, you know, you brought your American Express card and your ounce of weed, and that was enough, and boom, here you are.
Not a good look from our
boy. It's a terrible look. It's a terrible look, and again.
We haven't played the Brandon Williams audio for Mavs Media Day. Is this the day we do it?
Might as well. Look, I don't know. Did he mention anything to you about keeping weed in his fridge or his pantry? Something that might surprise people? Uh-huh. I do keep an OZ in the freezer. Oh, okay, well. Interesting.
Yeah.
Different strokes for different folks, I guess. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're going to California and you still felt the need to bring an OZ with you, I mean, unless this was something you grew in your apartment, which even still, what are we doing? But again, maybe he wasn't going to California. Maybe there's something, maybe, I don't know. It's too much to speculate on right now. The unfortunate part of it is that for a guy that was vying for playing time, hadn't, you know, only played sparingly so far to start the year. I think he's only played, one, maybe two games so far this season.
Mm-hmm. And someone texted in, Brandon Williams is on a guaranteed contract. He's not. He's not on a two-way contract, but he is not on a guaranteed contract. The first, there's dates throughout the season that start guaranteeing him more money, but Brandon Williams is not on a guaranteed contract.
Poor B-Dub.
Yeah.
Come on, B-Dub. You got to be smarter than that. Mm-hmm. You got to be smarter than that. So we'll find out. Like I said, I don't think they'll cut him. I don't. But it's just, I tell you what, it's going to banish him to the end of the bench. I don't know that you can play him right away when he does come back. Because I think to your point, the fact that, you know, you left for a personal reason and then here you go getting busted for.
Because I'm assuming whatever the personal reason was, Brandon Williams probably was wanting to be around the team. Like, I'm sure it was something family happening. Probably didn't want to have to leave, but something family emergency came up. So it's like, okay, I got to go. I know coach isn't going to be too happy, but he's going to understand that Grantham, boom, you're gone. You're back before anyone knows. It doesn't have to be a story. Nobody knows about it. You go on a Saturday, come back home, and it's like, then you involve Jason Kidd's probably like, okay, go do your thing. And then you get busted for weed while doing it.
At the airport.
Like, and we know Jason Kidd being a former.
Better than having a gun, I guess.
And it doesn't get much better for the Dallas Mavericks. Here's the injury report per my boy Grant Afseth, my podcast partner. Anthony Davis for tomorrow's game, probable.
Okay.
First time he's on the injury report for the year. Bilateral Achilles tendinopathy.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. Brandon Williams, questionable, personal reasons.
That's one way of putting it.
Derek Lively, doubtful, right knee sprain.
So it begins.
Daniel Gafford, doubtful, right ankle sprain.
Which that we knew about.
And then Exum and Kyrie we know are out. So all three of your bigs are on the injury report, and then the other guard. And
two of them aren't going to play.
Well, I mean, Derek Lively, I guess, technically could, but I doubt it. When you're doubtful, usually the Mavericks don't play him. So.
Yeah.
Derek Lively and AD might see another game without them. We saw no Derek Lively last night against the Thunder. And then Anthony Davis, I'm assuming, will play through. They probably just had to list him.
Yeah, what was the name of that injury he had? The what?
Bilateral, so both. Achilles, tendinopathy, T-E-N. D-I-N.
Sounds like he's got a sore Achilles tendon is what it sounds like to me.
P-A-T-H-Y.
I mean, I'm no
both
doctor.
Achilles.
Both of his Achilles are...
That's what bilateral means.
No,
right?
I don't think bilateral.
Tendinopathy is a condition characterized by chronic pain and inflammation in a tendon.
So what's bilateral mean then?
I don't think it's both. I'm about...
What does bilateral mean?
I'm not 100% sure. Bilateral.
Two or more tendons in different parts of the body become inflamed and painful.
Okay, so both sides of his Achilles are bothering him.
Isn't that what I said?
What's that?
Is that not what I said?
You made it sound like both of his Achilles tendons, like both Achilles.
I was just saying like both legs.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's both
not?
Tendons. It's both
in
tendons.
The same leg.
Yes. It's affecting two sides. Yeah, so the right and left side of his whatever foot or Achilles that's bothering him.
Okay.
His tendon is hurt.
It's a fancy way of saying his Achilles is sore. It's what it sounds like to me. Again, I'm no doctor, but it sounds like my man's got a sore Achilles. And you know what? They're trying to outsmart us is what they're trying to do. Because you know what? You know, I'm going
to
tell you right now.
They want us to look at that, not the Brandon Williams.
I'm going to tell you right now. The last thing this season's already off to a horrible start. Okay, let's call it what it is.
Mavs are 1-3, by the way, if you haven't been.
The Mavs are off to the only thing worse right now than the Dallas Mavericks start is the Cowboys defense. Okay? So, by putting this bilateral Achilles technotronic, whatever the hell's wrong with his leg, you read it and you're like, oh my God. Because as soon as you see AD with anything on an injury report.
Yeah.
Your
you
heart
see the
starts
word Achilles.
To oh,
bilateral,
bilateral Achilles. Like what? Is that even
he's
a,
done for the season?
Is that even a thing?
Tendinopathy. I don't even know what that word means.
I've heard of people having a little sore Achilles, but he's got a bilateral Achilles problem too. Like what are we talking about here? Let AD get hurt,
and then they just sneak Brandon Williams in there. Questionable personal.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we got our Mr. Mr. Weed Man, half baked Brandon Williams over here, bringing half of his bag of weed with him to the airport.
Okay, people are saying Blake is right. Bilateral is used medically as both right and left. So people are texting in.
Okay, so you mean to tell me
that both his legs,
both his Achilles, are bothering him?
I think that's what I read it as, but. If I'm wrong, someone correct me.
Bilateral what? Write that again.
Bilateral
uh-huh.
Achilles tendinopathy. I think I'm saying that right. Tendinopathy?
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yes, bilateral medically means affecting both the right and left sides of the body, which includes.
Let's go. Where's my bell? Ring the bell, Fred.
let's see. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You ready for this? You ready for this? This is from Physiopedia, by the way.
Gotta trust them.
It's gotta be true. Bilateral Achilles tendinopathy is a condition characterized by pain, swelling, and stiffness in both Achilles tendons, often due to, you ready for this? Overuse and repeated stress. It can result from microtrauma, where the tendon does not heal completely after repeated injuries. Symptoms include focal tendon enlargement and may involve degenerative or inflammatory changes. Treatment typically involves rest, physical therapy, and possibly anti-inflammatory medications, aka ibuprofen, to manage pain and promote healing. So, our oft-injured all-star center, the pinnacle, the centerpiece of the Luka Doncic trade that brought Anthony Davis here to Dallas, has sore tendon, Achilles tendons in both legs.
And I mean, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong because I'm just looking it up. He's never torn his Achilles, but in 2021, he did have a aggravated right Achilles tendon.
Mm. I said, oh my God, it's Dr. Fred.
It's Dr. Fred.
Okay. What do you think the least amount of minutes AD has played in for the
He's played a lot. I mean, I'm going to say 27.
32. That was his least amount of minutes, and that was opening night. Every other game, 32 in opening night. 38 the next day against Washington. They lost that game. 35 against the Raptors on Sunday.
Won that.
And then 38 against the Thunder.
Lost that.
Yeah. So he's between 32 and 38 minutes and really gleaning over 35 plus every night.
Okay. And now he's got sore Achilles.
And your other two guys that would play the center are hurt.
Mm.
And Derek Lively and Gafford.
Didn't you hire new medical people?
You did. You got a whole new staff. The only people there are Nico, DeMai, and Jason Kidd. Everybody else is gone.
Everybody else.
Maybe that's why we're getting new terms.
New what?
New terms. New medical terms. New staff. Terms.
The bilateral.
You know what? You might be onto something. Hey, we could have just said sore Achilles, but instead, it sure sounds a lot more medical when we say bilateral Achilles tendinopathy.
And Dante Exum, I don't know if we'll ever play basketball.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
There's literally, I texted Grant. I was like, do we have any update? He goes, no. Like, not even a, he'll be back in January. No. Don't see him at practice. Just kind of off to the side.
Like, they signed him, got rid of, like, Omax, and then the next thing you know, oh, by the way, we don't know when he'll be back.
You let Quentin Grimes, Omax, and Dinwiddie either. You didn't retain them, didn't sign them, whatever. Like, didn't want them a part of the building for Caleb Martin, Dwight Powell, and... whoever we just said. Who do we just say?
Who? Brandon Williams?
No, not Brandon.
Oh, Dante?
Dante.
Yeah.
Those are the guys. Caleb Martin, me and Grant did a film breakdown, and I'll post it tomorrow. I don't know why Caleb Martin's on this team. You have him on there for defense. He's in an isolation situation. They double team him, give a three away right before the end of the half for no reason, or end of the first quarter.
Yeah, no, that was... that often we tend to downplay just how bad that trade was just because it happened on the heels of the Luka and Anthony Davis trade. You know,
less about Quentin Grimes. I know people, his contract, you aren't gonna be able to pay him, blah 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 blah, whatever, you can make stuff happen. Caleb Martin wasn't the right guy to go get. Maybe you did want to get off Grimes.
Makes sense. But Caleb Martin was not the guy to go because you haven't played him.
Like, and when he hasn't looked good. It's like, okay, I see why they're not playing him. Like, and yes, someone said his Lively hurt. Lively's been hurt since the last game. So he didn't play against the Thunder with the right knee sprain, if I'm correct. Yep, the right knee sprain, and he's doubtful again for tomorrow's game against the Pacers. So.
This is about as...
all three of your bigs are hurt.
This is about as auspicious of a start as you could have asked for if you're the Dallas Mavericks. The last thing you wanted was Cooper Flagg to look just okay.
I mean, he's had his moment. He did not look good yesterday.
He did not look good last night. He didn't.
But the game before was his best game. 20
now, they
points,
did
no
say,
turnovers.
Now, I did see on Twitter last night or this morning that apparently he got hit in the shoulder.
Yes.
And he was wearing a big bag of ice
first
for pretty much
the
entire
first play
entire
the game.
Yep. So, you know, but now is he on the – but he's not on the injury report today, right?
He said, I'm good.
So, okay. You know, and then couple that with the fact that, oh, by the way, we're making you play a position that you've never played before. And, oh, by the
Dwight
way –
Dwight Powell's going to be your center.
And I'll tell you what, shout out to whoever tweeted this out today. Somebody in Mavs Twitter, I apologize for and if I find it, I'll definitely cite you for – I can't remember who said this. The Mavericks – were plus +7 when D'Lo was on the court.
Yep. They've been there for the last three games.
So it's one of those things where, like, come on, Jake Kidd. Like, at some point, man, stop.
I'm trying to outsmart the NBA.
Stop trying to outsmart everybody else and prove you're the smartest guy in the room. Okay? Cooper Flagg is not, I mean, I'm all for Cooper Flagg being able to bring the ball up and down the court from time to time or in the flow of the offense. That's basketball. That's going to happen, okay? And that's going to make him a better basketball player as time goes on. But the idea that when you have a basketball team that you're still trying to – I mean, you've even said yourself, we've got a lot of different lineups we're going to try to throw out there. Why you would insist on playing Cooper Flagg at the point when you've got a totally capable – D'Angelo Russell does not look like a bad point guard. Like, D'Angelo Russell looks like somebody that, you know what? Yeah, maybe there's some, what am I trying to say here?
He doesn't have it defensively and kind of loses his IQ isn't the highest.
Eccentricities, is that what I'm looking for here? Wow. I don't know. About his game. Yes, is he a shutdown? Is he Gary Payton on defense? Absolutely not, all right? You could argue nobody on this team plays good defense for a team that we were swore up and down during the offseason. This team's defense is going to be its calling card. But I would think to help make things easier, because at least the one thing about Cooper Flagg, he's one of the few guys that can actually go get his own shot. Maybe it's not pretty, but he can go do it. But it's a lot harder to do it when he's trying to institute the offense and doesn't know how to do that. So I just wish they would make life a little bit easier. Speaking of making life easier, is Jerry going to make life any easier for you Cowboy fans after what went down on Sunday? He joined Sean and RJ this morning. We'll hear from him next. Lots to get to. Plus, we've got a huge interview that we're excited about at 8 o'clock. This is a book that we talked about the other day. I'll give you more updates on that later. But when we come back, Jerry, what's the latest? What's the greatest? And hey, you got Arizona in a week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the Fam After Dark, Blake, Fred, Khaki Kevin on this crispy Tuesday. We asked that Tank Top Tuesday will probably be retired because it's now cold outside and it's the best time of year. It's fall officially. It's cold outside. We said, what should we do on Tuesdays? And we got 7 texts in a row, Fred, that all said the exact same thing. What do you think
about
that?
No, I didn't see that. And it was like from 4 or 5 different people.
Yeah.
That was what was impressive about that. I'm going to go with a big no.
Oh.
On that.
Why?
I don't own a turtleneck.
You don't own a single turtleneck.
Who owns a turtleneck?
I own 4.
You own 4 turtlenecks.
Yeah.
I mean,
2 in black, 1 in cream, 1 in white.
Yeah, no, I mean, I gave up turtlenecks in the 90s, so.
I was born on the last year of the 90s.
You were.
And I got 4 turtlenecks, and they're all fly as all get out.
Yeah.
One's a Nike one, like, thick,
yeah.
And the other ones are, like, thin.
Okay.
Well, what a description.
Well, they are for like dressing. Nice. So what I did one
because
day.
Because do you know of turtlenecks that are used for something else besides dressing?
Well, it could be used for outdoorsmen's.
Yeah.
But see what I did. It's on my Instagram. Yeah. I wore a black suit or a white button down with a black tie and then put a black. Oh, I don't think it was a turtleneck.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think it was just a sweater.
I don't even know if you know what the hell you wore.
No, turtleneck goes up to your neck.
Yeah, actually, it covers your neck. Hence why it's called the turtleneck.
This one was just a sweater that I have. But I do own turtlenecks.
So are you sure? I mean, I'm not convinced you even own a turtleneck.
So the turtleneck is meant to be the bottom layer.
Then turtleneck's meant to be the shirt that covers your neck.
Yeah, the bottom layer. And then you put stuff on top of it.
You could.
Dress it
or
up.
Or I mean, if you want to be just a real dog, you just go turtle. Just wear the turtleneck.
Just go turtle?
I mean, that's... That's what we did in the 80s and 90s.
Okay, so we'll do it on Tuesday then.
I'm not wearing a turtleneck.
You are?
No, I'm not.
I'm forcing you.
No, I'm
I'll put it around your body.
I'm telling you no.
I'll put it around your body.
I'm not wearing a turtleneck. I'll
show up to the studio on Tuesday and put it around your body.
I don't like my neck being covered.
Well, you don't get a choice.
No, I do, though. I do.
You know,
I appreciate, keep the suggestions coming.
I like turtleneck
Tuesday. If you want to wear a turtleneck on Tuesday, you can.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe nothing.
I think you won't be able to be on the fan cam wearing nothing. We'll have to
turtleneck and t-shirt Tuesday.
Hey Blake, are the Mavericks 2-2 or 1-3? You said they were 2-1 last night. I already corrected myself. They're 1-2. They don't let you live.
No. It just means they're paying attention. It just means they're locked in, and we appreciate it about you guys.
The Mavericks are 1-3. Fred, why do you talk about fellatio on the radio on a Sunday morning just after 9 a.m. from the 214?
First of all, that's a fatty. Anatolo chiming in. That's where the conversation went. I mean, that's where the conversation went. We because it was brought up about you again. Blake mentions Monica Lewinsky on a Thursday, and it literally takes over the station for about a 5-day run. Okay, so think about it: Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and here we are on Tuesday. And of course, you just won G Bag of the Day for today. And so we were talking about Monica Lewinsky on, because that was one, and so me and CA were joking about how you didn't know who Monica Lewinsky is, and then I lambasted the Texas education system, like, how do we not know who the hell Monica Lewinsky is? Then me and Trevor got into it, because Trevor said, as a substitute teacher, he wouldn't teach about Monica Lewinsky, which I took umbrage with as well. And I said, oh, so we're just not going to do it. So we can talk about Watergate, about a break-in, but we can't talk about a president getting fellatio.
Apparently that's what happened. Speaking of...
That's exactly what happened.
And speaking of presidents getting fellatio, Shohei Ohtani is the president of Major League Baseball.
That's the worst segue I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I don't know how those two even...
And I guess
work, but he's a freak. Maybe that's it. He's a freak.
He's a freak. He's a freak. That's what him and Monica got in common. He's a freak. We've never seen anything like it before.
Bill's a freak. No, we haven't.
They also have controversy in common.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Off the field endeavors.
Yes, they do.
Shohei Ohtani reached base 9 times in one single game. If you missed it,
how about his interpreter? By the way,
how about it?
I love
the interpreter kind of shortening the questions too, because you hear. Excuse me for not knowing the reporter's name, but the reporter asked like a super long question. You can see the interpreter just get the main.
But here's the thing, though. I think that him nodding. No, he knows English.
Yeah. Oh, he said thank you at the end.
I'm convinced Shohei knows English. In fact, I've read where he talks with all ever since the interpreter bounced or got bounced. The original one, not the Dylan Moore of interpreters. But he talks. They said ever since the interpreter, the first one, the felonious one, got booted, he started talking to his teammates more. They were like, "Oh, he's so much more livelier. He's so much lighter." Yeah, I'm sure he was, because he found somebody who's going to carry the weight for him at that point. That said,
an incredible
Shohei. That's must see TV.
4-for-4 in his first 4 at bats, 2 homers, 2 doubles, and then after that, they intentionally walk him 5 more times.
At least,
the fifth one was unintentional.
They were trying to get him to swing at something stupid. But I want to say this: the manager came out today and said we're not pitching to him anymore.
I texted you that. I said in the group chat, I said, "What if Shohei just doesn't get another swing in this World Series?" And they already walked him this game.
I don't think they will.
It's a 0-0, and Shohei has already been walked. So I don't know if Shohei Ohtani is going to swing his bat again in the World Series, which is crazy.
It's unfortunate. I mean, that's the one thing about baseball that now he is pitching, so we will get to see, you know, we will get to see that aspect of him tonight. And like I said, it is all zeros, and he's pitching tonight. I'm guessing he, I mean, I don't know. He looks like he slid or something, but.
Probably tried to steal second.
Probably.
Got thrown out the other night doing that off the bag. I mean, just an amazing game. I'm sorry, Kevin, that you didn't get to see it. It was a riveting game because.
Why didn't you get to see it?
I have no internet.
I told him he should have gone to a local sports bar.
Oh, wait a minute. You just moved in with your girlfriend, didn't you?
Yes.
Have you crapped in front of her yet?
No. It's only been a couple of days.
You haven't pooped in 2 days?
Not in front of her. I didn't say, hey, babe, come in the bathroom. I'm using the restroom.
You might want to look into that. That doesn't sound healthy. Congratulations. We're going to have to get him a some sort of housewarming gift. Yeah.
Maybe a turtleneck?
Matching turtlenecks for him and his girlfriend.
With cigars and stains.
No, you know what? I'll get you guys.
Don't tell him.
No, I'll get you like a pack of, you know, maybe some paper cigarettes? Towel or something like that.
I thought he was going to say Black and Mild.
I thought he was going to say cigarettes.
You know what? I went a whole day yesterday without smoking a Black and Mild.
Look at that.
I'm telling you right now.
I haven't eaten McDonald's since that day.
Tell you what, it's touch and go.
I had a Black and Mild and a cigarette before.
You couldn't hang smoking a Black and Mild, number one.
Okay. I'll show you tomorrow at the party.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
I'm going to have my blue dress on and a cigar and a Black and Mild in my mouth.
We've got the company party tomorrow, the company Halloween party.
Are we going to be the only people from the fan going, or is everyone going?
See, I
need that information before I put on a dress.
That's a great.
I need that information before I show up in a blue dress.
I don't even have anything. So, I mean, I may just go as is.
No, don't be the guy who's too cool for school.
I'm not too cool for school.
I didn't dress up. I'm Fred Davis. If you don't know, if you heard me, Fan After Dark. Don't be that guy. Don't.
Yeah, I'll be that guy.
Guy.
I will be that guy.
We're
I will.
Better than that.
I will be
We're
that
better
guy.
Than that.
I will be that guy.
Because what does it look like? One of my showmates shows up as nothing. I got on Monica Lewinsky costume. We got to be in cohesion.
Nah, that shows why this show works. Is what it does.
No, you're dressing up. Dress up as Shohei.
Yeah, I just happen to have a Dodgers outfit at the house.
You just walk around the place all night.
I'll figure something out. I mean, I haven't worn a Halloween costume.
You could be Max Muncy.
Again, I don't have any Dodgers gear at my apartment, so
none of us can be Freddie Freeman with those veneers.
Those teeth are. I thought he was going to swallow Ken Rosenthal at one point during the interview last night.
I was just waiting for Ken Rosenthal.
And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was really tired. But
I was waiting for Ken Rosenthal to stare down somebody, just waiting for
Ken
him.
Ken Rosenthal don't want that smoke, and he certainly didn't want it from Freddie Freeman.
I'm not a fan. I don't really.
Ken Rosenthal?
I don't really go against, you know, our media friends. We're all community and family. I'm just not a fan of Ken Rosenthal. Just seems very fake. And obviously, you know, we got people. Shout out to
Well,
friends.
He's such a little guy, too. I think that's his other issue.
Like
I think
like
he's
it.
Got a little bit of little man syndrome.
I can read people. And I didn't like his apology either. Remember when he knocked a guy over? It's like, oh, it was caught on camera and things can look a certain way. There was nothing
no,
more than I would
No, you straight mugged this dude
they
afterwards.
Help, and they caught me at the worst time ever. That is not what I was thinking. And after we went and got dinner, guys, you guys just misread the picture.
I didn't realize he was 5'5".
And I think that's probably being generous.
Would he be the shortest at the station?
Oh, hands down.
Redheaded baddie's got him?
Oh, the redheaded baddie's taller than him? Because you figure, what's the redheaded baddie? 5'6", 5'7"?
Yeah, probably.
Easy. Oh, yeah, no, he's squatting Ken Rosenthal. I mean, let's call it what it is. That's a no-brainer,
people. Was that the, where would you rank that baseball game in all the baseball games you've watched? 18 innings, 6 hours, and what, 39 minutes, if I'm correct? Someone correct me if I'm wrong. 6 hours, 39 minutes.
It's definitely the top two or three.
The pitching. Talk about the pitching and extras, man. What's homeboy's name for the Dodgers with the orange beard that was
Klein.
Out there? That was just
he
out
was,
there.
He was incredible.
That last slider.
Twice as many pitches as he'd ever thrown in his life. You got to remember. Look, there were some series back in the day. I remember watching the A's and the Yankees when the captain Derek Jeter. I was watching it when he did the incredible, you know, backhand throw, mm-hmm. and I think it was Jeremy Giambi he got out. And then, of course, I like I said, I was in New England during those days, so watching the Red Sox and the Yankees over and over and over again. But it's definitely a top five game of all time. As far as having no rooting interest and just watching it as a sports fan, like that was just a fun game to watch. And at some point, like by about the 14th, you're like, okay, we need this to like
end. I was just like, I texted. I was like, just let Shohei at bat so we can all go to bed.
Enough was enough.
Someone said that Fred needs to dress as Bill Clinton.
No, he doesn't.
See, that's what started this whole thing in the first place, was people had texted in and said, oh, you guys should be Joe Biden and Barack. And I said, well, I'll be Bill Clinton. And then that's when Blake, in his infinite wisdom, said, well, I'll be Monica Lewinsky. And I said, no, you won't. We're not going there. That's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. All right. Next segment, I promise. We're going to get to some Jerry Jones.
Maybe you should dress up as Jerry. And I'll still be Monica.
I need somebody that has a beard. See, I was going to go with Big Nick from Den of Thieves, but as you pointed out, you were like, oh, no one's going to know who that is.
817 said Triple H.
I mean, I don't know, but he's got a bald head.
You should go as
I'll tell you what, we'll think
Bruce
of it.
Bochy.
We'll think of it. Bruce doesn't have a beard. All right, Jerry, we come back, and then I'll tell you what, we got a big guest at 8 o'clock. He's got a brand new book that just came out about the Los Angeles Lakers. He caught all kinds of heat about it. We're going to talk to him at 8 o'clock. But Jerry first. We'll tease the interview next. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to some Jerry Jones here in just a second, but coming up at 8 o'clock, a gentleman who's got one of the most talked about books in all of the NBA right now, and it doesn't have anything to do with gambling, Mr. Yaron Weitzman, author of Tanking to the Top and a Hollywood Ending, The Dreams and Drama of the LeBron Lakers. This book came out a week ago today, and of course, there was a report that came out, I want to say late last week, where there was scuttlebutt, speculation, reports, whatever the hell you want to call it, that the Lakers organization had tried to get like a cease and desist. They had brought lawyers in to try to get him and try to discredit his reporting. He has said that he interviewed over 300 people for this book, and he stands by his reporting. And so this has been a very hot topic in NBA circles. So Yaron is going to join us at 8 o'clock talking about this book. And, of course, we'd be remiss, Blake Elliott, if we didn't ask him a question or two
or three
about Luka and how that whole fiasco. And you know what? I raise your hand, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you might be in your vehicle. Maybe you're, I don't know, maybe you're at your house. Maybe you're in your apartment. Maybe you're walking down the street, whatever it is you're doing. Maybe you're on a unicycle. I don't know. Raise your hand if you think Fred's going to ask about the conspiracy in the NBA.
You know it's your favorite. How do you spell marijuana?
M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A.
Just one N?
Just one N. By the way, the less than 2 ounces of weed is a misdemeanor B, which is punishable by up to 180 days in jail and or up to a $2,000 fine.
That's not good.
I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, We don't think Brandon Williams, we don't think B. Will's got 2 G's sitting around the crib. I mean, I think he'll be okay.
He's got 2 G's sitting around the crib for sure.
He definitely got that. He's definitely got that. Now, what kind of G's is it? We just don't know. And I'm guessing that because this is his first time in trouble here in the DF Dub or in the state of Texas, I'm guessing he'll get some sort of deferred, deferred punishment. Hey, just don't do this. But he's going to have to take some pee tests. You know, maybe a little probation action. What would you rather do? Would you if given two choices? Mm-hmm. Hey, just pay the fine and be done with it, or hey, you'll pay nothing, but you can't smoke weed for 6 months. You got to take pee tests every month.
Pay the fine.
Pay the fine. Be done. Pay the fine.
No further comments. No further comments.
Pay the fine and be done with it. So, all right. So, Yaron Weitzman, he's coming on at 8 o'clock. So, we're looking forward to that, and so should you, Jerry. A.K.A. Jerry Jones, the owner of your Dallas Cowboys and also the general manager of your Dallas Cowboys. He does a weekly hit with the boys from Sean and RJ and was asked today, and he's been very, and kudos to Jerry. He's been pretty steadfast about this. Jerry, do you still believe in this Cowboy pass rush?
We need a combination. We need to... have better play less from the linebackers, maintaining the integrity of your gaps, which the linebackers have to fill. The linebackers have to slide.
All right, go ahead. Okay, that was cut number two. My bad on that. Go ahead and play three. Does he still believe in the pass rush?
No, I'm from the standpoint of rushers. We had the highest number of rushers coming out of camp, of capable rushers that we have had, and we have maintained our health there. And when I look at our depth, some of them are playing at a level that can get excited about. Some of them need to step their game up. But in terms of numbers, in terms of players that can rush that passer, we've got the best numbers that we've had.
We got the most number of pass rushers, Fred.
That's what we like to call, and Jerry can appreciate this, Jerry being the swashbuckler, oil man that he is. That's what we call putting lipstick on a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just because you have numbers at pass rusher, if all seven of them aren't good, I don't care how many healthy pass rushers you have coming out of camp.
It's just like at the point guard with the Mavs. If you have a bunch, you got none.
It's it, right? It's like a quarterback. If you got two, you got none, right? You need to have at least one or two. Now, do we all agree that Donovan Ezeraku continues to get better?
Had half of your half of your pressures were from him.
So, you know, he has, I mean, from where he was at, and we've got some audio from me talking to him a week ago, and we never did play that just because we got bowed up last week, and we might find some of that. Because I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do an audio dump maybe in the 9 o'clock hour if it comes to that, because I know we've got Wu-Tang had that album that only the finance bro was able to get, that Martin Scorsese, and then he tried to sell it, and now he's getting all kinds of trouble for it. The Lost Tapes. Well, we've got the Lost Brandon Williams interview.
Yeah, maybe, okay. maybe we can listen in and see if there was any hints given in the audio.
Well, we'll certainly find out or pay close attention to it. And if you pay close attention to this interview, of course, anything with Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, or Rashadi is brought to you by Window Nation. One thing that has everybody in their feels is the, and we just talked about this, even though Donovan Ezeraku has been a breath of fresh air, even though we're still waiting for him to, you know, maybe load up a couple sacks or three. Jerry, how do you feel about the drafting you guys have done, mostly poorly, of defensive players?
Well, that's ready criticism when you do it. I like our number 41. I think he's going to be one of the best players we've drafted recently. We've got to see it, but we're going to be bringing on Revell that we drafted this round. I'm talking about within the last draft. As far as the overall long-term drafting, I'm pretty satisfied that we draft well.
As long as Jerry thinks that they draft well, that's all that matters. And again, I know I'm not saying anything new, ladies and gentlemen, when we say this. Again, when you have no urgency and you don't have the threat of being fired,
nope.
You can say things like, well, we had the most pass rushers we've ever had. Mm-hmm. We feel we draft well. And then you look, and they talk, and G-Bag talked about it today. Our boy Marcus Mosher apparently put out a thing yesterday or today or whenever it was about where the Cowboys have drafted people in relation to what the overall consensus was. They reach every time, right? Like, the only person he didn't reach on was Micah Parsons. And so, you know, but again, when you've got, I mean, at some point, and I say at some point. Maker
before Tucker Kraft.
I saw that. You have to wonder, and I've asked this question before, you know. Jerry talks about it at the beginning of the Netflix documentary, right? Where, you know, they'd hit so many different, you know, they kept trying to hit wells and nothing was popping, right? And then boom, they finally got a gusher, and that was the money he ended up using to buy the Cowboys, right? Well, Jerry, if you know, let's use an oil and gas scenario here, right? I mean, and you know, I was in the midstream section of oil and gas, but you know, for folks that are in the wells and you know, the fracking and what have you, it's like, if you're in an area that you're not getting any oil, you don't just keep. I mean, I'm guessing, you know, maybe you spin off it a few more times and because you got the directional drilling and what have you, but at some point you're like, all right, this area is not hitting. Let's go somewhere else. Okay, and my point in that is with the Cowboys drafting style, the way you're doing it isn't working, especially on defense.
Who's going to call it out and do a change of how we do our process? Seems like nobody.
Well, and that's where
we try to call out here. We try our best when we do these interviews with Jerry and Steven and Will and Shoddy and try to get our voices across all the different shows, but.
And that's what upsets me. And with Jerry Jones, like at some point, like Jerry Jones, look, we're just going to give him a pass.
Two-run homer off Shohei Ohtani.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Vladdy. I'm not going to knock Jerry Jones per se, okay? Jerry's 83. He's set in his ways. This is the way he does business. Okay, fine. Where's Steven Jones at in this? Okay? Like, Steven, what's
say
your...
Say it louder for the people in the back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Steven, you see this. You read this. Like, what? I mean, Steven, you've been in football. Here's the thing I don't understand. Steven, you've been in football your entire adult life. Football is all you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because let's call it what it is. Steven, you weren't part of the power struggle or the power group back when you guys were winning Super Bowls. Okay, you were still new to the team, whatever. Jerry was doing his thing, and that was the group that was running things, right? I mean, I'm sure he had some ancillary role back in the day, but not to the level that he does now. Wouldn't you think, as Steven Jones, you would want to chart your own path and be like, you know what, we got to do something different here. Like this, the way we're winning, but then he'll come up and say something stupid like, well, you know, outside of the Chiefs, we've won the most regular season games of anybody in the last decade. Well, nobody cares, Steven. You guys don't hang regular season most victories and 10-year banners at AT&T, do you?
We don't.
So, who gives a damn how many games you've won in the regular season? It doesn't matter because your drafting isn't great, your free agency signings don't make a lot of sense, and you clearly don't know how to negotiate because you continuously do it against yourselves, and at some point you got to ask yourselves, this is insanity what we're doing.
And all the people on the defense, Jerry and Steven signed off on.
You guys all, exactly. And so, you know, I mean, look, I keep hearing about how, you know, if Will McClain ran his own thing, it'd be a whole different story. I guess we'll know at some point then. But until then, look, you got a front office that, from a football perspective, leaves a lot to be desired. All right, coming up next, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little basketball. Let's talk a little NBA. More importantly, let's talk the Lakers. What the hell's going on in La La Land? Well, we know one guy that's over in La La Land. Yaron Weitzman joins us next, talking all things his latest book. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.